Time to talk Greyhounds with Mickey Floyd, who joins me now. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Michael. It's another big week, of course. It always is in greyhound racing, but this week is certainly one of the real highlights of the year.
It certainly is. The launching pad kicks off this Thursday night at Sandown.
It certainly does. It's very quickly become one of the highlights of our feature race calendar. It's a restricted race to restricted to greyhounds with 1-6 wins and no more than 30 starts. But the kicker in this series is that every all 64 spots have been paid for. So Connections need to pay $2,000 for their spot in the series. It's along the same lines as Everest. This is the fourth year we've run the series, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger each year. The quality of the greyhounds that come through the series is simply outstanding. And of those 4 years, looking into this series coming up, this will be the best of the lot, I think, on exposed form. It's going to be a very exciting 3 weeks coming up here at Sandown Park.
It's a great setup and a great concept, the sweepstakes event, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. It allows us to add a bit more prize money in. All greyhounds get two chances of winning very good prize money, especially for young dogs earlier in their career. As I said, it's only open to greyhounds with 1-6 wins and no more than 30 starts. And it gives everyone an opportunity to contest in these series. It's $410,000 in prize money across the series. The winner takes home $150,000 if they do win the final. But as it works out, over half the greyhounds will pick up some prize money through the series. So great incentive there to get involved. And it's fantastic to see greyhound owners and trainers from around the country support the series. We've got runners from every state in the country, as well as owners of the entry forms across every state. So been really well supported. We couldn't be happier coming into the heats tomorrow night.
And in Sydney, we've got some of the best chasers in the land who are going around in the heats of the Golden Easter Egg, which is one of the biggest races on the calendar. And not surprisingly, some brilliant lineups.
Oh, absolutely. This is, the Easter Egg has really established itself as one of the great races of the country. It is the biggest race in New South Wales, and unsurprisingly, it's attracted some very, very good greyhounds. 10 heats on Saturday night at Wenny Park. Greyhounds of the like of Uphill Jill, Crash Bandicoot, Extreme Magic, Strike Light, Aston DB, Poke the Bear. It's every name in the sport is up there. Best of locals and best of Victorians. Looking at the tab market, it's an extremely open affair, as you'd expect. $12 a field in the all-in market, and very, very even across the board. It's a three-week series, so out of the 10 heats, the first three place getters will get through to the semi-finals next week, with the first and second free semi going through to the final. So it's a little bit different of a format. You don't need to win your way through to get to the final, but a very exciting race, and it's part of a very well-constructed carnival, rather, over these 3 weeks. It includes the likes of the Association Cup, a Group 1 race over 720 metres, where Santa Bale will be heading next, plus a few very good support races, the Magic Maiden, a Group 3 race, which includes the heats kicking off tonight. So tune in to Wenny Park. There's some very, very good youngsters making their debuts tonight.
Well, as you mentioned, it is $12 a field in the all-in market, bewildering the favourite over Aston DB. Let's put your head on the chopping block. Give the punters out there one in the early all-in market.
Oh, look, it's very, very tough. It's genuinely not even, and because of the format of the three-week series, it is a little bit different looking at it. Dogs like Aston DB are fairly bankable. You know what they're capable of. He's been placed in his last 26 starts. He's a good run at Horsham last time out. Has drawn a little bit awkwardly in his heat on Saturday night. He's gone box three with Opal Nero on his inside and Mossimo Bartlett, the Cranbourne Cup winner, on its outside. It wasn't the Cranbourne Cup winner. He's a very good greyhound, not Mossimo Bartlett. A tough sort of race, but you know he's going to put his best foot forward. He's around $14. Blue Sky Rides, one I think that is racing in fantastic form and is certainly capable at this level. He's one that does get under the radar a little bit, though. $14 might be a fraction short, but even if you get at the dogs like Chasing Crackers at $21, he's a top-line greyhound. And the greyhound I just mentioned there, Opal Nero, very, very smart, probably relies on the box score a little bit, but at $26, there's worse chances than him going around in the series.
All right. Well, that's a bit of a sit-on-the-fence job from you there, looking at the Golden Easter Egg, but you are very confident about one at Sandown tomorrow night.
There's a couple of films I'm very, very excited about, actually. These youngsters are outstanding. One to look through the launching pad series, race 5, number 7, Beast Unleashed. This dog has an enormous upside. He won 4 in a row before coming to Sandown Park, and he couldn't have found more trouble, but still chased through. He's showed all the signs you want to see from a good dog, and he's won his last 2 on in. He's in race 5, number 7, but the best bet on the card will come up in race 8, the free-for-all. Jezalenko's coming with a red. He'll be shortish, but with Leo's gifts on his outside, he should get a dream run and be very hard to beat. That's race 8, number 1, Jezalenko.
All right, we'll be following that as your best of the night. Enjoy the weekend, Mick. We'll chat next week.
Thank you very much.
Mick Floyd there from Sandown Greyhounds. We're out of time. It's already 10:02. Johnny Bowden's waiting to give you the latest in the news. If you're having a bet today at Sandown, good luck. We'll be back tomorrow on Racing Pulse, counting down to another big weekend of racing. We're also going to be joined by Amy Johnson in the studio.